An investigation by a group of Muslims has found their community knew they were vulnerable to a terrorism attack, but were failed by the government agencies that were meant to protect them. The Federation of Islamic Associations has taken the unusual step of publicly releasing its submission to the Royal Commission investigating the mosque terror attacks. It was compiled over 7 months and accuses agencies of ignoring the rising threat of right-wing extremists and institutional Islamophobia. Here's our political reporter, Katie Scotcher.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
For the last 7 months, the Federation of Islamic Associations has investigated the shootings in which 51 of their brothers and sisters were killed. And today it released its 200-page report into how such a terror attack could take place.
Inshallah, if God wills, this is the first and the last time we have to do such a report.
Harris Murtaza, who was part of the investigation team, says their work uncovered systemic dysfunctions and policy shortfalls across several government agencies.
The police and the NZSIS were not monitoring the terrorists because right-wing extremists were either not previously a national intelligence priority relating to counter-terrorism, or right-wing extremists were not included in the national intelligence priorities because the threat of right-wing extremism had not been analysed and assessed by the New Zealand intelligence community until mid-2018, merely months before the attack.
Mr Murtaza says the security agency's relationship with the Muslim community is flawed.
The NZ intelligence community lacks diversity, is institutionally Islamophobic, and because of the securitisation of Islam and Muslims in this country.
Abdul Razak, the Federation's chairperson, says government agencies ignored the increasing rate of terror attacks overseas and saw Muslims as the threat instead.
They weren't looking. When you're not looking, you will never find.
The Federation also believes the terrorist would never have obtained a firearms licence if officers had followed proper procedure, because his two referees did not meet the police's own criteria. Maruk Sawar says the police's failings directly contributed to the March 15th terror attack.
Let us be clear on this matter. The New Zealand police failed in the area of the arm licence reference. The New Zealand police failed with respect of the interview with the terrorist as the final part of the vetting process.
The Royal Commission into the Christchurch terror attack has been held entirely behind closed doors, and most of the evidence it received will be kept secret. The Federation of Islamic Associations is only the third group to release its submission publicly. Abdul Razak explains why.
The wider public and the Fourth Estate can challenge and ask the right questions from a perspective of us, the constituency.
The police wouldn't comment on the Federation's report, saying it would be inappropriate to comment until the Royal Commission's report is made public. A similar message from the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern.
We'll have a more fulsome and probably informed discussion when that report is released. They have taken a significant amount of time, evidence from a range of individuals and agencies, and produced a report that's 800 pages long, and that is going to inform this kind of discussion.
The Royal Commission's report into the terrorist attack has been submitted to the government and will be shown to the families of the victims and survivors of the shooting before it is released publicly. The government expects this will happen before Christmas. Ātuiti whare parimata, mō te hōtaka o te ahiahi nei. Ko Katie Scott, Truaho.